Good Sunday, folks. Do you live in a blue state? If so, I am sorry for the tyranny that you are going through and maybe just maybe feel bad for you. In case you missed it, this week the powers that be openly stated that things that they are doing may or may not be in accordance with United States law. So while the Supreme Court dukes it out with shit on paper, the president is giving a shit ton of power to the CDC. Letting them control what we do with mask mandates, evictions, and of course the vaccine. I am not opposed to the vaccine and I have done my research, even spent the money to go talk to my doctor about the risk. But let's say that you work for Company A, and Company A is following what the CDC recommends, they proceed to tell you that you are required to have the vaccine to be able to come to work. You being of sound mind and body, tell them no, I can't because of X. You get fired on the spot, and you have rent or mortgage to pay, now you can't because you are not making any money. Company B is your landlord or loan servicer, you tell B that'll let you go and now you can't pay. Company B now has no payment from you and cannot evict you, and so many others that now Company B is going into the red. After some time, Company B will be forced to let go of its employees to try to make ends meet. Company A still can't find an employee that was as good as you, or like most people cannot find anyone to hold down a fucking job anymore, and the cycle begins for Company A. And let the cards fall, fall, fall. Has this been the plan from the Democrats this whole time? This is what it seems like in my little brain. As you can tell, I am not happy with this administration and even upset with some Republicans that are flippy flops like Mitt Romney. Buried in the massive infrastructure bill, thousands of pages, is a new regulation to have devices in new cars which won't start or will show the gov how you drive. This is just one of hundreds of things in the new bill. I sure fucking hope that Republicans will give a good fight to have this bill killed. Freedom, fuck yes. We are moving so far from what we should be, it is truly embarrassing to be an American at this time. But I will fly my flag in hopes that one day it will be something to desire again. After the Berlin Wall fell and the Soviet system crumbled, I never thought that we would be seeing this happen on such a big scale. It is such a mess. I'm just waiting for the day that a new type of political party comes and starts from the real grassroots. Someone that is not corrupt to the core, someone that is a good listener, someone that actually cares about immigration and citizenship in a fair and equal way, someone who wants to see Americans of all income levels be secure and jobs plentiful, someone who will not back down to terrorist groups, domestic or international. This sounds like a utopia, but it is what we used to have here. Someone out there, somewhere, he or she is watching and learning how to bring people together through struggle and hardship. He or she will lead us into a great boom of harmony and prosperity for all. No, I am not talking about this socialism bullshit that they are trying to shove down our throats. But what I am talking about is a stable, reliable, functioning leader that will fight for the Constitution and know the difference between right and wrong. Currently, we are getting to the point where most of us really don't give a shit what all the flip-floppers say anymore. It's like this: you go out to eat, you order a steak, the waiter brings back a pork chop and you say, "I ordered a steak," the waiter takes it back and bring out another dish. This time it's a chicken breast, you say, "Steak, I ordered steak." Would you go back to that place to eat? Fuck no you wouldn't, you would write a bad review on Google or TripAdvisor and tell your friends never to go there. Right? That restaurant is the current administration. They have fucked shit up so badly that I don't think they will be able to recover any trust or acceptance on anything moving forward. Thank you for reading or listening to this episode of Bullshit. Sincerely, Kempton Cook.